this is encouragement and motivation from my heart, and I am coming to you live on the Anchor broadcast. And today I want to talk about boundaries, because it seems like that's kind of something that I am being taught in my own life as well. So I just kind of wanted to share with you some of the things that I'm learning, or not at. I've been able to talk with somebody else about, and the importance of boundaries. You know, I just had a conversation yesterday because there was some arguing going on, and it was kind of back and forth. And it wasn't within our family this time, thank goodness. But there was some arguing going on, and from what the person was talking about, it sounded like there was a lot of hurt feelings going on. When one person would say one thing, the other person would say something else that hurt them, and then it was a back and forth, like hurt attack almost. And it was all while this person was kind of at work. And so as I was kind of mentoring this person, just letting them know, hey, you're an adult now, you just need to establish boundaries. You know, let the other individuals know that, you know, you're at work, and when you're done from work, that you will then have a conversation with them. Or just the simplest thing of, okay, this is what I'm going to do now. And just setting those boundaries, and instead of caving into the pressures. We all know there's so much pressure to be what the other person wants you to be, or to do what the other person wants you to do. And just creating those healthy boundaries. In the at my work, we are going through this devotion, and it's actually talking about healthy boundaries, because there was a lot of individuals at a couple other devotions back that were just talking about healthy boundaries and how they've been hurt by other people before, or taken advantage by other people before, and that has caused them to not want to dive into a relationship like that again, or to make themselves vulnerable again, more so. And so the chaplain that's at my work center decided to go ahead and start a, within the devotion, healthy boundaries. And one of the things that they were talking about is a fence. They were talking about like a gate. And when we, what's significant about that is when we're the ones who choose to open the gate, and we're the ones who choose to close the gate. At any given time, unless there's like a huge gust of wind, the gate doesn't open by itself, unless you have some kind of, you know, electronic devices to open it up, but that's different. And so then it got me started thinking about a steam pot. You know, the olden days steam pots, to where you would set it on a stove and it would have, you would be the one to open up the little lid by pushing the lever on the handle to put water in it. So you're the one who got to choose what went in it. And then when it was on the stove and it got hot enough, that little lid would automatically open itself and the steam would come out to release the pressure. And there's a couple things that I can kind of talk on that. One is, you're the decider of what you put in or what you allow to be put in. And two, when you try to keep things built up on the inside of you, they're going to end up coming out. Because when you put too much pressure and too many feelings on the inside of you without talking about them, they're going to eventually burst out, much like the steam. And that boundary lid is not going to have any control because of the pressure being put to be opened up. So, and on the other hand, once that steam is open, it gives more room for you to put other stuff within that little pot. So what am I talking about that? So let's say an example is, you know, with, and I'll just be vulnerable for a moment, with our, with all the, over the past year, all the transition that's been going on within our family, there's been, of course, pent up emotions, because we're just all really trying to be strong until we can reunite and get back together again on God's timing. And because of that, we're all just trying to be strong. Pent up emotions tend to end up coming out. And, you know, emotions don't, or if those emotions go unresolved or untalked about. And so it's been definitely learning a lot over this past year of how to create those healthy boundaries, how to make sure that it's not being, feelings are not just being stuffed, but they're one, being talked about, and two, being dealt with. And then also just establishing what it is that we ourselves even put within our own selves, because it's so easy for us to use these examples of how we communicate with other people. But when it comes to how we communicate with ourselves, a lot of times we think these lessons can't apply, but that's where we actually need to apply the lessons the most. Because if we can fix what is being put, what we're allowing to be put inside our mental headspace, then we'll see that our outcome of what we produce is 10 times more positive, 10 times better than before. Negative, if negative thoughts go in, self-doubt goes in, the negative thoughts and self-doubt is what will come out eventually. So these are just some of the things that I've kind of learned, not because I've perfected them, but because me or someone I love is going through them, and they're just lessons that we're trying to overcome and work through together. You know, you look all throughout the Bible, and you look at the different boundaries that were created in the Bible. You know, after Jesus fed the 500, or the 5,000, no, 500. And they wanted him to go back and do it again. And he said, no, you know, pretty much it was his time to go on to the next thing. So he didn't cave in to the pressure of what was around him. And he controlled what he put in him. Oftentimes he would go up on the mount, or he would go away to a quiet space, just so that way he could have his quiet time with God. And so he was controlling what he put inside himself. And even when somebody tried saying stuff that was against what he knew the will of God was, he came against it and said, no, get thee behind me. You are not correct. And sometimes that can be hard. You know, for the first time yesterday in a while in my position, in my job, when somebody said something and it wasn't right, I did not hesitate to, you know, of course, in a professional manner, explain why what they said was not correct and explain the correct process and the correct thing. And this was in front of very high-ranking professionals. And I wasn't nervous. I was confident. And that kind of excites me, because it helps me to see that I'm gaining knowledge, I'm gaining understanding and gaining knowledge and gaining confidence in the position of what I'm doing, because oftentimes I would cower and not say anything instead of saying something in a respectful way. So I hope that the lessons from my life, or the stories from my life, can help you in knowing where you may need to create healthy boundaries. And what that could look like is just maybe establishing a schedule. Maybe, you know, telling that individual, or, you know, whatever individuals may not be creating that, helping you with that healthy boundary, just making sure that you're not falling in and caving into the pressures of people pleasing. And, you know, help them out. Let's say if you help them out more than 5 or 6 times in a month, well, it'd probably be more than that if it's more so people pleasing. Put boundaries. And if it kind of continues to seem like a friendship is one-sided, then change it. You control what goes in, and you control what goes out. So with the examples of the Bible, with the examples from my life, I pray and I hope that this will help motivate you to look in the areas of your life of what boundaries need to be created, and as well as inspire you to be able to give advice or share, not necessarily advice, but life lessons or life stories with somebody else. This is encouragement and motivation from my heart. And I hope and pray you guys have an amazing day today. And you leave listening to this podcast inspired. Have a great day.